Dr. Rollington Ferguson ending. Correction, Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Kanjura, C-A-N-J-U-R-A, first name Carla, K-A-R-L-A, date of birth October 16, 1971, date of evaluation October 29, 2024. The chief complaint, 53-year-old Hispanic female was seen preoperatively. The HPI. The patient is a 53-year-old female who reports lower back injury dating to 2001 period. She stated that at that time she was working for the Army period. She stated that she had four discs which were fractured period. She was treated over the several years with multiple modalities to include physical therapy, acupuncture, and medications, period. However, she had continued with pain with any type of activity, period. Pain was also present with almost all positions, period. It was worsened with activity. There was mild relief with rest in the supine position, period. Patient had been evaluated by orthopedic and was felt to require a L4/5 laminectomy, comma bilateral medial facetectomy for diagnosis of M51.6 and M48.061, period. Patient is now seen preoperatively, where she denies any exertional chest pain, symptoms of orthopnea, or PND, period. She reports normal exercise tolerance, period. The past medical history includes one, diabetes, next number hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number depression, next number lumbar spondylosis, next number lumbar foraminal stenosis, next number lumbar radiculopathy, next number disc degeneration of the lumbar sacral region, next number disc degeneration of the lumbar region, next number spinal stenosis of the lumbar region with neurogenic claudication. The past surgical history includes one, a lipoma resection from the left breast in 1997. Next number, right second finger injury. Next number, back procedure. Medications, metformin, 1,000 milligrams, 1 BID, losartan, 50 milligrams, 1 daily, pantoprazole, 1 daily. The allergies, saline, i.e. IV saline, she states that she swells up. Next number, latex results in burns. Family history, unremarkable. Social history, she notes rare alcohol use but denies cigarette smoking or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional. She reports recent weight gain. Skin, she has psoriasis involving her ears. breasts. She has had lumps. Again, she reports history of lipoma of the left breast. B. Cardiac, she reports edema. Gastrointestinal, she has had nausea. Musculoskeletal, she has had paresthesias of the extremity and especially involving the buttock. She has had OB, she has had several miscarriages. The physical examination, the vital signs, blood pressure 145/96, pulse 93, respiratory rate 16, height 62 inches, weight 212 pounds. In general, she is a moderately obese female who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. B. Remainder of the physical examination is significant for musculoskeletal. She has mild tenderness over the paraspinal musculature period. She has severe pain on straight leg test period. Data review, x-ray demonstrates mild multi-level degenerative changes from T10 to L1. There is disc space collapse at L5-S1. There are ventral osteophytes from T10. L1. There is minimal degenerative changes of the bilateral hips. MRI dated November 11, 2023 demonstrates severe bilateral recess and neuroforaminal compression at L4-5 and severe left and moderate to severe right lateral recess and neuroforaminal compression at L5-S1. There is moderate severe central stenosis at L4-5, period. The impression, this is a 52-year-old female with more than 2 years history of lumbar and bilateral low extremity pain after a forklift accident dated to November 29, 2021, period. She had failed multiple forms of conservative management to include physical therapy, home exercise program, and over-the-counter medications, period. Patient is now anticipated to undergo surgery. Period. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 85 beats per minute and non-specific ST/T wave abnormality, period. V1 and V2 reveal small R wave only, period. D. Patient is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. However, I am concerned about the reported allergy to saline, period. This would be unusual, period. However, it is concerning, period. She further has history of allergies to latex, and this too is concerning, period. She has morbid obesity, history of diabetes and hypertension. Further recommendations pending review of her laboratory results. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.